You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What do you think? Is it necessary to feel saved in order to be saved?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. National Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, many today live their lives on the basis of their feelings. Because of this, O Lord, millions are now unsure of their faith and their eternal salvation. Their religion has become as unreliable as their feelings. Gracious Father, open the eyes of those who are searching. Help them to see your unchanging grace. Help them to understand that no matter how much other things around them change, you do not change. Help them to understand that your love, manifested in Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. One listener recently wrote, telling how she has been blessed by the Christ-centered messages proclaimed on these broadcasts. In the final paragraph of her letter, however, she stated that she has one problem which is bothering her. She asked, "Why is it that I know intellectually the truth? I study my Bible. I have accepted Jesus and been baptized. Yet I cannot feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in my heart." This individual has done everything considered necessary to be a Christian. In spite of everything she has done, she is still unsure of her faith. The dilemma expressed by the lady from Texas is very similar to questions thousands of others are now asking. How can one be sure he is born again? Why am I not as sure as others that I am saved? Why didn't I feel anything when I was converted? Why didn't I go through a dramatic emotional experience when I accepted Jesus as my Savior? How can I know for sure that my sins are forgiven and that when I die, I will go to heaven? Or, I think I am a Christian. Why am I not constantly happy like other Christians I read about and see on religious television programs? These questions, which are now bothering millions, reveal that many, because they do not feel their religion, are now doubting their faith and their eternal salvation. Perhaps even you, as you listen to this broadcast, realize that these same questions have crossed your mind. These questions are not new. They have bothered individuals at every age and economic level for centuries. Recently, however, as a result of the increasing use of television by religious groups and organizations, more people than ever before are asking the question, "Why don't I feel my religion?" Although their good intentions are beyond question, some religious television programs focus primarily on emotional feelings expressed by individuals who have experienced the great joy of the Christian faith. This joy must never be minimized. This joy reflects the clear teachings of the Bible as recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, which says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The joy of being a Christian must never be played down or minimized. It must, however, be kept in perspective in relation to the entire Christian faith as outlined in the Scriptures. To imply that all who become a Christian are constantly happy, or that after becoming a Christian, there are no longer problems in life, is misleading and directly against what the Bible clearly teaches. Although this may not be intended, millions who watch television are frequently led to believe that a dramatic and highly emotional religious experience must automatically occur each time one becomes a Christian. The impression is also sometimes given that following conversion, true Christians experience only unending joy and ecstasy. If you are one of those being bothered by the fact that you have not had a dramatic and emotional experience, or that you are unsure of your faith because you cannot feel your religion, listen closely. On the basis of the clear teachings of the Bible, let me encourage you to trust in God, not in your feelings. It is a well-known fact that our feelings constantly change. How we feel each day can be greatly determined by music we hear on our radio or stereo. Our feelings are frequently affected by things we eat or drink. Many things can affect our feelings. Recently, a local St. Louis television station produced a feature program called How the Weather Affects Our Behavior. Our feelings not only vary from day to day, but they can also change rapidly during any one day. One young listener from Alabama recently wrote, "In any given day, my moods range from extremely high to very low, sometimes several times in one day." Never, never let your religious faith depend on your feelings. If you do, you are setting yourself up for uncertainty, helplessness, and eventual despair. Do something more positive, more joyful, and more certain. Let your faith be based on Jesus Christ, who never changes. The changeless and life-giving hope provided by Jesus Christ, as compared to our changing feelings, is beautifully described in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, which says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Think of that. By placing your faith in Jesus Christ rather than in your feelings, you no longer have to be the helpless victim of life's emotional roller coaster. Rather than having days and weeks turn into periods of gloom and endless despair, your faith and life can be anchored on the solid and changeless loving Savior. Jesus Christ does not change. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. The good news that Jesus Christ never changes may come as a surprise to you. Just as exciting and equally important is the Bible-centered fact that the promises of Jesus recorded in the Bible are also totally reliable. The promises of Jesus Christ always come true. Many today find themselves feeling lonely. Their feeling of loneliness may result from leaving home to go to school, moving to a new job, or relocating for various other reasons. Some people are lonely even though they have never moved and have lived in the same place for their entire life. Still others are lonely and depressed because their family has been wrecked through bitterness and divorce. If you are one of these, take heart in the great and unchanging promise Jesus gave to his disciples. Jesus said, "And surely I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age." The people who live next door to you may be very unfriendly, and sad to say, even members of your own church may be interested only in themselves and their immediate family. Even your best friends may no longer call you by telephone or speak to you publicly. Don't despair. You have a personal friend who loves you, a friend who cares for you even more than you can ever imagine, a friend who has your best interests in mind. That friend is Jesus. Anytime you feel lonely, let his loving and unchanging word give you courage. Let his words recorded in the Bible speak to you today. In a loving way, Jesus is speaking to you when he says, "I will always be with you." According to recently published information, people are now seeking psychiatrists in record numbers. While some need professional psychiatric help, many are suffering from deep feelings of guilt. They realize they are not what they should be. They realize in their hearts they have not lived a life which is pleasing to God. Businessmen and women suffer because their conscience reminds them of their past dishonest business dealings. Adults are visited by thoughts of sins from their teenage years. Husbands and wives know that they have been frequently dishonest to their partners and sometimes even unfaithful. Children are troubled because they have rebelled against their parents and teachers. Everyone involved in these and similar situations has experienced the terrible agony of guilt. Perhaps you have been struggling with this yourself in these and other areas of your life. You feel guilty. You would like to forget your past, but your conscience will not leave you alone. You fear that in the end, when life is over, the sins of your past life will condemn you to hell. You are correct. Your sins have the power to condemn you. The picture the Bible paints of your situation is not good. But don't give up. Listen to the loving and unchanging promise of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Jesus is offering salvation to you today. The blood he shed on Calvary's cross has the power to wipe all your past sins away. Accept the forgiveness Jesus is offering you. It is a free gift. You can't do anything to earn it. Believe that Jesus loves you and that for his sake, God has totally and completely forgiven you. Perhaps as you listen today, you would like very much to believe in the promises of Jesus, but they seem too good to be true. It seems too simple. And there is an even greater problem. It is difficult today to trust in promises. We are living in a world of broken promises. Promises of many politicians are frequently broken soon after the election. The current spiraling divorce rate is sad evidence that promises made even before God's altar are becoming less and less meaningful. Promises, agreements, and peace treaties made between some of the largest nations of the world are disregarded almost immediately. Promises included in guarantees when we buy a new car or a home appliance are frequently unreliable. Promises made even by some of our closest friends cannot always be trusted. The inability to get people to trust the promises of others is now so apparent that it was discussed in an article which recently appeared in the national magazine U.S. News and World Report. The title of the article was called "The Doubting American, a Growing Breed." The article described the pessimism, distrust of leaders, laxity in standards, and the basic problem of getting anyone anymore to believe in anything. In this situation, I can understand that many of you listening today may have great reservation when I plead with you on the basis of the Holy Scriptures to trust in the promises of God. You yourself do not have the power to believe in Jesus Christ, but God the Holy Spirit will empower you. Promises made by God are always kept and are never broken. Examples of this are found throughout the entire Old and New Testament. This truth is beautifully explained in the Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 2, which says, "If we are faithless, God will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself." The reason that most people do not experience the blessings available to them by faith lies in the fact that they do not trust God's promises. This is very similar to the situation of a man I read about several months ago. The gentleman lived alone for many years. He was handicapped and received no inheritance nor help from his relatives. He was very poor and had barely enough to live on. Several days before his 52nd birthday, he received a letter from a lawyer in California. The lawyer informed the poor man that one of his rich relatives had died and left him $100,000. The lawyer also informed the man that the money was being placed in a special bank account at a local bank. In this way, the poor man could use the money whenever he pleased. The poor man was surprised to read the letter. However, since he felt no one really cared for him, he did not believe he had inherited the money. He never contacted the bank. He never used any of the money. He lived an additional 20 years and died in absolute poverty. What a sad story. But this is exactly what happens in the spiritual lives of millions today. They read the Bible or hear it preached. They are aware of the beautiful promises God has announced in His living Word. They have a passing knowledge that God has made arrangements through the death of His Son Jesus Christ to forgive their sins. However, many do not receive the blessings of this forgiveness because they do not trust God's gracious promises. God's blessings of forgiveness, peace of mind, and assurance of life eternal are available as a free gift. They cannot be earned. They are neither forced upon anyone nor given at random to everyone. They are available to all and are given to everyone who receives them by faith. How about you today? Have you heard about Jesus? How He was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem? How He was crucified on the cross at Calvary? How He rose from the dead on the third day? These are exciting events. They can change your life because they involve you. Jesus did these things for you. Jesus died on the cross for you. His blood paid for your sins. May I now plead with you, accept these blessings. Don't let them go unclaimed. Don't do like the poor man who would not use the money in the bank. Don't die in spiritual poverty. Don't die eternally. If through your indifference you permit this to happen to you, you will be eternally separated from God. At the beginning of this program, I asked the question, is it necessary to feel saved in order to be saved? The answer is no. It is necessary, however, to believe the promises of God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. As you listen, you may be saying, I would like to believe, but I am not able. Some people may believe, but I just cannot trust God's promises. Have you ever stopped to think that each day you place your trust in things which are much less trustworthy than God and His Word? You ride an elevator from one floor to another. You trust your car to transport you on the highway. Whenever you sit in a chair, you trust it will hold you up. With a repentant heart, ask God to give you the gift of faith. Through His Word and the power of the Holy Spirit, He will create a living faith in your heart. Trust in Him. Believe in Him and what He has done out of love for you. Speaking of the Holy Scriptures and its witness to Jesus Christ, the Apostle John said, these things have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing in Him, you might have life in His name. Again, in 1 John chapter 5, we read, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The Bible does not ask us to believe in the message so that we may feel that we have eternal life. We are asked to believe so that we may know that we have eternal life. The great blessings of believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and our only Savior is beautifully described in Romans chapter 10, which says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Believe. Believe today. No matter whether or not you have had an emotional experience, believe the beautiful promise of Jesus when He says, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty and all-gracious God, strengthen the faith of those who already believe. And Lord, for those who through your word and spirit desire the many blessings promised in your word, give unto them the gift of faith through the power of your Holy Spirit. Gracious Father, your blessings are available to all men. They are received, however, only by those who repent of their sins and trust in the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead people everywhere to trust in you and your promises, and not in their feelings. Help all your children to sing with joy the words of the hymn writer, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.